news from the recently declared disaster zone. Facts probably will have changed by the time you receive this, but this is what I know now. I don't know how much time will pass between my writing this and being able to email it to all of you. It's evening now. I just went out to turn the videos I rented last night, but the shop was closed, as was everything else, except for the bars and a few delis. My neighborhood is usually full of life well into the morning hours, even on weeknights.
Early this afternoon, almost everything was still open, and the First Avenue sidewalks were packed with more people than you'd even see on Broadway at the height of the tourist season. People released from their jobs but unable to get home as the public transportation systems had been shut down.
It was almost like a carnival or a street fair. People filling the sidewalks and the sidewalk cafes.
A
church had set up free water coolers.
A bakery had placed a small portable television on milk crates outside so people could watch the news coverage. Corner markets had radios outside broadcasting the news so everyone could hear.
Just now, the streets are silent.
Still an almost normal number of people walking around, but
the businesses are all closed and everyone is quiet.
I overheard someone I passed say something about having just seen a truck full of bodies go up First Avenue.
I believe there's only one morgue for all five boroughs of New York City.
A truck full of bodies go up First Avenue.
It's right up First Avenue around 30th Street, just a little south of the UN building, just a few blocks away from where I take my Japanese classes.
I just saw several delivery trucks being towed, a Snapple beverage delivery truck almost the size of two normal UPS vans combined, and some other trucks also being hauled out of the way. These big trucks were being towed by massive tow trucks, the kind that would be necessary to tow vehicles as large as city buses. They were going up the empty First Avenue at maybe 50 or 60 miles per hour, at any rate much faster than traffic usually moves on my street. Each towed vehicle was leaving a huge trail of ash and soot that made it look like it was on fire and smoking, leaving the area looking like it was under a heavy fog long after the truck had passed.
Tomorrow, all of Lower Manhattan below 14th Street, the largest major east-west intersection north of me by about 11 blocks, will be closed. No transportation in, and businesses have been asked to remain closed. I live between 2nd and 3rd Street on 1st Avenue, well within that area.
I don't think there will be evacuations, as I'm still about a 30 or 40 minute walk from the Trade Center. Although, that's not really considered a far walk in New York City terms. Similarly, about 40-minute walk in the opposite direction from the UN Empire State Building, if those should become threatened.
I think I'm about 2 miles directly from the World Trade Center. But it is not possible to walk directly there. It is a diagonal destination from here, so the zigzagging from block to block, dodging crowds, make that 2-mile walk maybe take up to 40 minutes.
I woke up this morning just about 9 o'clock to the sound of sirens. I could hear sirens nonstop all day. I don't think there was a time when 10 or 15 seconds passed without hearing sirens until after 5 p.m. But I'm still hearing them every few minutes now. I could see the burning tops of the towers from the corner of my block. I think I actually could have seen the towers from one of my windows, although they'd be almost totally obscured by trees. Or maybe my window's orientation was just a few degrees off to see them. I honestly don't. And I'm amazed that I don't after living here for so long.
Immediately after waking up, I walked over to Broadway below Houston to get a closer look. I didn't stay out long, though. I was barely awake.
Immediately after waking up,
I did not think that the two planes crashed was possibly a bad accident.
I didn't stay out long.
One of the first things that went through my mind was further explosions and the possibility of airborne chemical or biological weapons.
One of the first things that went through my mind was further explosions and the possibility of airborne chemicals or biological weapons or something like that. As soon as I returned home, I turned on the television and I saw the live image of the first tower collapsing in on itself.
An ex-girlfriend called. I cats for her whenever she leaves town. She works in Brooklyn and was worried that she might not be able to get back into Manhattan tonight, as all avenues into the city have been closed. So I might have to look after her cat tonight and tomorrow. She is a psychiatric social worker of some sort, and she told me that many of the city's hospitals have released their psychiatric patients to free up beds for the physically injured. This has not been publicly announced for obvious reasons. I'm sure that sounds worse than it actually is, and that the dangerous psychotics are still held. But I did see some strange characters on First Avenue today. About an hour ago, I walked up to the hospital on 14th Street to give blood, but they were not taking any more today. They asked me to come back in the morning, but the news broadcasts are still desperately urging people to go and give blood. Reports here are still contradictory on many issues.
I was listening to the radio when I went out just now to return the videos. One report said that the on-site trauma centers that have been set up to handle thousands of injured people are treating only very few, drawing the conclusion that the ratio of dead to just injured will be much higher than anyone expected.
It was just reported that 200 firefighters were sent into the towers after the planes hit, just before the buildings collapsed, and they are all presumed dead.
I am not really understanding my reactions to all of this.
I saw what happened
and knew what I saw and the consequences of it all. But somehow some small part of it just did not seem completely real.
I was obviously concerned and worried, but still level and okay and completely in control until about 7 or 8 hours after I saw the buildings collapse.
At that point, it occurred to me, rather happily, that there were probably few, if any, cats harmed in the attacks.
Then I realized how many cats might now be orphaned, and then I started to cry. And I've been crying off and on since then. Not a lot, just a little bit. Probably enough.
Writing that down now, it does seem like a strange way to arrive at a realization of exactly what has happened here. But that is how it happened to me.
I love this city.
I love this city. And this is all very painful, and I am very angry.
I'm mostly just very sad at the amount of death.
But I'm mostly just very, very sad at the amount of death.
I think compassion is the most important trait in humanity.
I think compassion is the most important trait in humanity, and just cannot understand how a human could do this.
I think I do not yet fully comprehend the scale of death involved here.
The concept of neighborhoods here is on a much smaller scale than most of you are probably accustomed to. And I would never consider Wall Street as being part of my neighborhood.
But if I had a car, it would only be maybe a 10-minute drive from up to the World Trade Center, traffic allowing.
I think most of you would consider something within that distant part of your neighborhood.
20,000 people might have died here today. That is the lowest estimate I have heard so far.
20,000 people might have died here today.
20,000 people might have died here today.
Fortunately, none of my close friends here have reported having any friends or family in the vicinity.
20,000 people might have died here today.
But I still have not been able to contact everyone that I'm trying to. I hope you are all well. 7 to 9 p.m., 11 September 2001.
I just went for a short walk. Manhattan, south of Houston Street, is completely sealed off. Only people who can produce ID proving they live in the area are being allowed south of that point. I asked the police officers if there was any place I could go to help with anything at all or anything I could do.
And was told to go give blood. I told them that I had been turned away earlier, and he said that the reason for that is that the hospitals had run out of the necessary materials to collect the blood into. I will go back in the morning. Sirens are heard continuously now.
Sirens are heard continuously now. 4:50 a.m., 12 September 2001. Still up, wandering around, and trying to get new news. Still no success at emailing this to you. My internet access was fine throughout every day, until about 8 or so this evening. Unlike the telephones, which were useless for anything after 9:30 a.m., except for a few incoming calls.
I can still hear sirens.
Now continuously, sounding outside again.
Often their sounds are pounded. Many emergency vehicles passing by at once.
I'm going to try and sleep now.
I've been up for 20 hours, which in itself is not at all unusual for me. Nothing to complain about.
But I have not really eaten anything today. And the obvious stresses in play have depleted my energy reserves.
There
was something I could do to be helpful. I feel like I could easily stay up another 20 hours.
With no problem, as long as I had a bottle of water and some way to be useful.
But I will try to sleep now, as I want to get up early enough to walk up to the hospital and give blood in the morning. Wednesday, early evening. I tried to give blood again. Yesterday, they were unable to collect any more blood due to lack of supplies. Today, they are not taking any more, as their reserves are now full, and there has been a shortage of survivors to give the blood to. I was asked to keep coming back, though.
Manhattan south of 14th Street is now closed off. My immediate neighborhood is now enclosed. Every intersection is blocked off and guarded by between 6 to 10 police officers, and if you cannot provide photo ID showing that you're in the area, you can come in. My passport does not list an address, and my driving license lists my post office box, so whenever I leave my apartment, I have to take an electric or phone bill with me that shows my home address. Almost everything is closed, except for bars, again, delis, and a few of the cafes and restaurants.
Almost everything is closed except for bars.
I'm feeling pretty cut off. Outgoing phone service is hit and miss, and when I've received incoming calls, some people have said that they have been calling for a long time before they could get through. Also, in the middle of some calls, a line just abruptly goes dead, and my email, DSL, is still down, so I've still been unable to find out if some friends are okay.
2 a.m. Wednesday night, Thursday morning. I've spent the last 3 or so hours walking around my near-deserted neighborhood. For the last hour and a half or so, I was at an internet cafe, talking to a friend who worked there, watching the single TV channel that is still just barely receivable here without a cable TV connection. TV broadcasting antennas were on top of the World Trade Center. And trying to access my email. In the roughly 90 minutes that I was there, I was able to get online about 6 times, but the total time online was probably less than 10 minutes. I'd received more than 70 emails, so I had to seek out the important ones to read before the line went dead.
I received emails from a few dozen local friends whom I had not yet heard from, but I was only able to read about 8 of them before getting disconnected. Of those 8, everyone was safe and well, but there were some close calls reported.
There were also some very concerned messages from dear friends out of state. It took several attempts trying to type and send before the lines went out, but I was finally able to get a message out to one friend on the West Coast and let her know that I was okay.
You've probably seen the initial videos of the attack with the huge plume.
You've probably seen the initial videos of the attack with the huge plume of smoke issuing out from the towers. That smoke was blowing east, bypassing my immediate area. I am pretty much 2 miles directly northeast of the towers, so that smoke was going over the East River and into Lower Brooklyn.
An hour or two ago, the winds must have changed. Several blocks around my apartment look like they're in a fog, and the air smells very thickly, like something burning. I can even smell it strongly inside my apartment.
I have heard that there have been riots on Avenue D.
I have heard that there have been riots on Avenue D.
That are not being reported by the media.
Just four blocks east of here. That are not being reported by the media. I've also heard of chemical and biological warfare attacks that have been reported by European news services, but I've heard nothing locally.
Hopefully just empty rumors,
which I'm sure there will be plenty.
They are still reporting a critical lack of blood, especially O positive and O negative. I'm not certain, but I think I am O positive. I don't know why I was turned away twice, but I will keep trying.
All I can think to say now is that if you're reading this, then this could just as easily be happening on your block.
Then this could just as easily be happening on your block.